everybody. This is Jack Midkiff, and I'm so thankful that you have joined me on my podcast. I would like to just say welcome, and today we're going to be talking about something that I'm pretty fond of, and I think it's pretty beneficial. Sometimes I think we look at this as just nothing but a privilege, which it is, nothing but a opportunity, which it is, but it's also, I think it's a healthy thing. What am I talking about? Here's the subject. Why it's so important to take vacations. You know, I don't care what time of year it is. If you have an opportunity to get away for a day or two, it just is a blessing, and it's a good thing. And I want to talk about that today. Before I do, I want to encourage you to go and follow me on all the socials, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter. On most of those, I think my name is listed as Jack_Midkiff. I would also ask you to go follow my wife and myself's page. It is called the Jack and Heather Midkiff. That's what the name of the page is. So I want to get started, and I want to talk about why it's so important to take vacations. I heard a preacher say this one time. I do not know if this is true. I don't know if this is biblical. So don't think that I'm trying to teach this as theology, because I'm not. I just heard him say this. This is what he believed. And it did make me kind of go, You know, God is omnipresent. In other words, he is everywhere at the same time. That's what being omnipresent is. Well, Satan is not. Well, the Bible teaches that your adversary, meaning enemy, the devil, is roaming around seeking whom he may devour. I think, you know, the reason we have bad is because we have an evil force, of course, that is against us. And what this preacher said, and I submit to you just for thought today, is when you go on vacation, the demons or evil spirits or whatever, that sounds really harsh, but it's true, that are tormenting you and just trying to eat at you and just, you know, mess with you all the time. When you go on vacation, they don't know where you are at first. They don't know, you know, they are not omnipresent. God is, but they're not. And I don't know if, like I said, I don't know if that's true or not, but it's something to think about. And if you need a biblical reason to go to vacation, there you go. But vacations do so many things good for us. And I've always tried to make sure that our kids go on vacation, even when it was a time in my life that we didn't have hardly anything. And we always was creative and made a way to get our kids on vacation and for us to go on vacation. And it was always a blessing, and it's still a blessing. This year, my wife Heather and I got married in August. And since August, of course, I'm recording this in January. I don't know when you're listening to it or watching, but we got married in August of 2023. And from August of 2023 to December of 2023, we took our family on two pretty extensive vacations. And it took a lot of money, took a lot of effort, took a lot of planning, but we thought it to be so important to do that. I hope we haven't set a level that they are expecting every year. Hopefully we can do that if that's what everybody wants to do. But I just really felt it important for our families to come together as one family and spend some quality time, because there are great benefits to vacations. And here's some of the reasons why I think it's so important for everyone to take a vacation. Number one, it clears your mind. Vacations provide an opportunity to relax and recharge. Taking time away from work and all the daily responsibilities allows you to step away from stressful situations. Stress causes pain. Stress causes problems. Stress causes health issues. A lot of times vacation also involves physical activities, whether it's walking on the beach, hiking in the mountains, exploring a new city. We went to the beach in October, and we went to New York City in December of 2023. And both were so different, but yet were so great. And it gave us opportunity to spend time with one another doing something physical, doing something, you know, swimming in the ocean and running on the beach and playing some kind of game on the beach. And then in New York City, it was we went at Christmas time, so it was, you know, surf the crowd basically. So all those things not only help clear the mind, but it promotes physical activity, which in fact helps the mind. So the first thing I want to submit to you today is one reason you should take a vacation: it clears your mind. The second is to help you get reset for and in your productivity and creativity. Studies have shown that taking regular vacations lead to increased productivity when somebody goes back to work. Once you come back from work, back from vacation and go back to work, you're so excited and you feel so good and everything is positive, and you come back with a renewed sense of an increased productivity. And time away from your office or your job or just maybe some people, being honest, you gain perspective, you reduce burnout. I've literally heard of people when they were leaving for vacation, they were quitting, they were giving up their career, they were doing all that. When they came back, they had a totally different perspective and they changed and they weren't burnt out so much. So they went back and they found this new excitement for the job or career that they were in. You also, one of the things that happens after you get off vacation, after you have done that reset, you have more energy, have more focus. So exposure to new environments, new experiences, what it does, it stimulates creativity, and it kind of, I believe, helps you in your problem-solving skills, which can in turn impact your work performance. So it's important to take vacation because it helps you reset with productivity and creativity. And another thing, it strengthens relationships. And this is probably one of the biggest reasons why it was so important for me, for our new family dynamic to all go and be. And hey, what you believe in, you'll invest in, right? We invested into physically, financially, spiritually, we invested into this because vacations provide an opportunity for the individuals that are on that vacation to spend quality time together. Vacations strengthen relationships because they give you an opportunity to create lasting memories. You have something to reach back out of your file and go, hey, remember when we did that? That was fun. It might bring a laugh. It might bring a tear. It might bring some kind of emotion. And that's one thing that happens. Sharing experiences during vacation create a sense of connection and bonding, which is valuable in maintaining and fulfilling good relationships. And additionally, taking vacations with people that you love allows dedicated time to communicate and create experiences that enhance an overall experience and overall part of your relationship. So today, I'm telling you and giving you permission to take vacation every time that it's possible. Go somewhere. This year, my wife and I are already planning some little getaways. It might not be for a week. It might not be for 3 days. It might just be overnight. But get away. Spend quality time with one another. Get recharged. Get renewed. Get reset. It's important to take vacations, and I encourage you to do that. And if you like that idea, my name is Jack Midkiff, and this is my podcast. See, I don't think anybody hates the idea of vacation, so that's why I said that. I hope that you guys have a wonderful day, wonderful week, wonderful year. Just go subscribe to all my things, and we can have those wonderful times together. God bless you, and I'll see you next time on the Jack Midkiff Podcast.